Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today we look at the results of a survey conducted of 8,000 women in seven major countries to find out what women want in their work and in their lives. I'm joined by Megan Connolly, Senior Vice President of Global Network Partnerships, Asia Pacific, American Express, to find out more. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to be with you. Thank you.
It's been a year since we last talked about exactly this subject, and I'm very, very curious to see what has changed 1 year on.
Yeah, no, agreed. Thank you. Yes, 1 year ago, we had shared our results of our first survey that American Express had done. And in honor of International Women's Day, we did a second survey, as you said, around seven countries, learning more about how women have had the pandemic impact, the impact that it's had in their lives. We really took a continuation of the survey that we did a year ago to recap our 2020 survey. It really looked at women's relationship with ambition. And sometimes they weren't always comfortable with being labeled as ambitious. It also showed that women have a broader definition of ambition, which includes both their personal and professional goals.
Okay, so what was the focus of this year's survey?
Yeah, so we really looked at, as far as truly trying to understand how the pandemic impacted women specifically. And I saw three takeaways when I read through the survey. And the first of those were working from home during the pandemic has weakened stigma around work-life flexibility, therefore enabling women to be ambitious both at work at home. So we found nearly half of women believe that virtually working has enabled them to be ambitious in other parts of their lives outside of just work. We also saw that women agree that they're hopeful during working from home during the pandemic. And also half of women felt confident in asking for more remote work flexibility in future too. The second takeaway for me were some women may have postponed major life decisions and navigated an array of challenges last year. They're still maintaining a strong sense of ambition. So 35% of the women who responded said they delayed major decisions such as a new job or moving to a new home or having children because of the pandemic, but also 56% of women surveyed that they're really continue to be ambitious in their careers. And the third insight for me or takeaway was that while many are taking this period to reprioritize their lives, so we found almost two-thirds of women that their priorities have changed due to the pandemic. And half of them are really putting their family's health and well-being above their professional aspirations right now.
Okay, so the takeaways are working from home has in a strange way, empowered us more.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, the whole delaying of certain important decisions, having a child, changing jobs, that had as much to do with the economies and how the economies were impacted. Maybe not the best time to move to a new job or have a child in the face of uncertainty, basically. That's the overarching thing. There was so much uncertainty.
Yeah, agreed.
So that's interesting. I see empowerment at the core of the results that you got in this current survey. Now let's talk about remote working. We've seen some absolutely thrive while others were presented with challenges that led to mental health issues and added personal pressures. Did that reflect in any way in the survey results?
Yeah, I can speak from first personal experiences. I definitely had moments during the pandemic where I felt as though I was able to thrive and other times when I really, really struggled. And I think that thrive to struggle really did exist both in my personal and professional. And I can say from personal experiences, you know, highlights you know, from our family navigating through the pandemic, working from home, WebExes and kids at school and home. You know, and we had our family name is Connolly. During the time of the Olympics, we put on a weekend of what we called Connolympics, which was really an event which was trying to be fun and playful. And it was really a moment of thrive. But we also had moments where, you know, a child forgot a cleat, you know, a soccer cleat. And that really ended up being a real traumatic experience. You know, and you can see those highs and lows that existed. And then mirrored that in regards to kind of when I think about my professional aspirations too. But in regards to what the survey showed, we did find that we asked women what sources or resources they needed during the pandemic. And some of the things that stood out were they needed flexible hours. So a third said they really needed flexibility in regards to working. They also needed support working remote. And they also needed access or increased mental health support. And I can talk to you a few things we did at American Express, which was really leveraging programs we had in place and enhancing them to be able to support our staff or colleagues in regards to those themes. So we had, you know, we enhanced where we had 24/7 counseling. We looked at enhancing our medical coverage to support mental wellness. We also really tried to give employees enough notice and plan. So we extended our working from home through September 2021. And we've also really looked at other programs, wellness programs and meditation and things to be able to support people through those potential, you know, added pressures that they may have in being able to do that. You know, and I think when I go back to really just being able to continue to support them thrive as well as work through some of the challenges that may have occurred during this time.
It's interesting because I've spoken to other professionals in other sectors who say the same thing. Women on the one hand, actually men as well, on the one hand found working from home very beneficial for the family life because they could better juggle the demands of family and children at home while still doing their jobs. If you were in the office, you'd have to take the half day off to take the kids to the doctors or the dentist or to a football game or go race home to get those cleats that were forgotten. But with working from home, it was easier to balance that, but juxtapose that against the fact that a lot of people also felt the pressure of 24/7 being with those closest to you. I mean, my husband started saying to me, "How can I miss you if you don't go away?"
I love that.
I think that was his way of saying, could you be somewhere else for a while?
I love it.
So, you know, it's definitely a balance to strike. And in the long term, I think a lot of companies, American Express as well, are going to have to look at, do you still want to maintain some level of working from home? Because that does help. The whole holistic thing of family, career, and work versus, you know, I need you in the office because I need you in the office. That's a question for maybe another survey.
Yeah. I'll come back to you. We'll add it for next time.
You can add it for next time. So, but in this survey, are women still hopeful for the future?
While the pandemic may have affected women differently in terms of their professional and personal lives, one thing that was abundantly clear in the survey is most women agree their life will be better in a year from now and are hopeful for the future. So we found, despite the disruptions of the pandemic, the survey results showed that women are actively planning for their future. So 26% said they started their own company, either full-time or part-time. 41% reported that the pandemic has inspired them to find a new career path. And we also found that others are using this time to upskill for the future, such as going back to school, online courses, you know, really to look to boost their personal and professional development by learning new skills. So overall, I think women continue to be hopeful.
It sounds like not only are we hopeful, but there was a big mindset shift and priority reevaluation that the survey picked up.
Yeah, there definitely was. in regards to kind of the, what women needed or how they thought through and managed or navigated. I did want to pull out, there were two kind of traits that we found quite interesting that came up that really helped or women were saying were helpful to them at this time. One was empathy. So we found that with the pandemic, almost half of the surveyed women agreed that empathy was what they valued most in their leadership at work, as well, you know, in regards to kind of their professional lives. The other theme that came out was allyship. We also found that allyship has become more intentional for women, where women are relying on each other more, feeling compelled to stand up for one another, helping increase awareness about the challenges that they as a group are facing, and once again, advocating for one another. I thought that was really interesting in regards to really tapping into to those two, be it
it's about time.
Like empathy and allyship. I know, right?
It really is about time because, you know, in previous International Women's Day, International Women's Week years, when I've done interviews with women leadership, one of the things that some of them had pointed out was it was so difficult for them to move forward and forge their careers because if they had a female leader in front of them, as soon as she got up that ladder, she'd pull that drawbridge up and no opportunities for them. So that's a real paradigm shift.
Yes, agreed, agreed. And we're, that's one of the reasons we're doing the survey and the Ambition Project. It's really calling out and having women support women. So it was interesting to see now that that allyship's coming through. So wonderful.
It's wonderful. I hope it keeps growing.
Me too.
All right. There has been a growing call from our workforce to company leaders to be able to devote time and effort in community-based outreach programs. Companies have started to recognize, especially in younger employees, that this is a priority in their talent acquisition and retention agendas. Was this reflected in your survey?
So the survey didn't necessarily touch on community based programs. Mm-hmm. We as a company definitely see that same theme where there is a great importance in regards to talent acquisition as well as retention in regards to kind of supporting the communities and we're in that you know participate and support the communities in which we're all in. And that definitely plays a big agenda for us. But it didn't necessarily come out in the survey today.
Something else you might want to add.
Yeah, definitely.
How important is it that your company is socially responsible before you join them or stay with them?
Agreed. Another thing to add to our list.
There you go. We're speaking with Megan Connolly, Senior Vice President of Global Network Partnerships, Asia Pacific, American Express. Now tell us about American Express's Women's Interest Network.
Well, this is an amazing group. So the group was set up over 10 years ago, and it's currently run by 20 colleagues who are all passionate about championing for diversity and inclusion. And they really have been a key component of the success at Amex to champion women's ambition and ensure they're well supported and can thrive. Last year, the group had been reaching out not only through this Ambition Project, they've been planning events, workshops, covering things like health concerns, women in fintech, building confidence. They've also championed and partnered with our HR teams to be able to support mentor programs, to help career development, and also working with communities in Singapore like AmCham, Financial Women's Association, to continue to really promote diversity and inclusion. And once again, all really people on their own time championing and bringing this forward and paying it forward. And this year, the team's focused on allyship and really focused on getting continuing to get out there. So thank you. Thank you to them.
Fantastic. And I love the fact that allyship is growing. It's now a focal point, and I love to see more women in leadership leading future leaders, female leaders in leadership.
Me too.
Now, before we let you go, what does diversity and inclusion mean to you, strangely enough, today? And where would you like to see it in the foreseeable future?
In my view, diversity and inclusion really is all about respect. And the Ambition Project and our survey is a tool to help women achieve that respect in both their personal and professional goals. So I'm really excited to be able to be here today and talk about the results, as well as I hope to be here in a year from now and continue to see things grow for women. So thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And, you know, I look forward to some of those new additions to your, you know, list of questions for your survey when we talk about this next year.
Can't wait.
We've been speaking with Megan Connolly, Senior Vice President of Global Network Partnerships, Asia-Pacific American Express. Megan, lovely to have you back on the show. Thank you for the information.
Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.